The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
A sig on my beeper.
I'm not sure.
Is there a payphone bank? A bunch of payphones? Business?
There's a phone in your room.
That'll work.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you actually think, like, Julius Caesar is in there? He's the one setting all the lines inside Caesar's sportsbook? That's how this happens?
Caesar's ghost. Yes.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You probably get this a lot. This isn't the real Caesar's palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight.
We made some people upset yesterday.
That's too bad.
But I'm going to blame Jason when he joins us later in the show, because it's all his fault. He's the one who set the over-under at 5.5, right?
Yep.
We spent a lot of time yesterday talking if we thought the Packers would have more than 5 wins, less than 5 wins. A lot of people not happy with us. But it was Jason's line. We did not come up with that line. And it seems like whoever we talked to, like we were just talking with Steve Scafidi. Steve joined the show a couple of weeks ago, host from 9 to noon over on WTMJ, the Steve Scafidi show, 620 WTMJ. He's a Packer season ticket holder, diehard Packer fan. We asked him, how many wins do you think they're going to have? He said 6. Like 5.5 seems like a really good number. So we'll blame Jason for that in a little bit. But first, we have a new star on the show.
We do?
Who?
Cesar Palace?
We got a brand new television star. Chewy, obviously you played on TV a bunch. Jen's on TV each and every Saturday during the college football season, telling some great stories. My Ugly Mug appears on the roundtable from time to time. But Ashton Homer Rotman.
I kind of like Ashter.
Ashter?
It's better than Ashton.
Ashter doesn't like that. No,
no, Ashter. I like Ashter.
Chewy, do you know how many Ashter's people, getting upset.
Do you know how many people in my life call me Ashy because of you?
A lot.
So many. Basically everybody but my family.
I should be in the nickname Hall of Fame. The more I think about it.
All right, put it on the poll. Should Chewy be in the nickname Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's going up there.
But don't distract us, Ashy, from what happened yesterday. Our guy was on TV. He made a local news story. Our
what
guy
did he
is
do?
Famous. He got his car stolen 3 times.
Well, oh. No, just, you know, what did he do? Well, he's an idiot. That's what he did.
Do we have the audio?
Yeah. So,
Do you want the audio first or second from the context?
Let's just go ahead and play the audio first.
All right, here, courtesy of CBS 58.
I was like, anytime I go, is my car going to be there?
Ashton Rotman's Kia was stolen 3 times.
So every time it happened, it was hard to be kind of upset. It was just like, this is just what happened.
Although the lawsuit won't directly help people like Rotman, he thinks it's a good start.
Obviously, as a consumer, I would want to be part of it and maybe recoup some of that, but I think it's better than nothing at this point.
Shout out to Jenna Wells and CBS 58.
All right, how? I wish I would have known this morning because and maybe she's not up at 7 a.m. Who knows what her workday is over working for TV news? But I want to talk to Jenna because I want to know how many times it took her to say with a straight face, Rotman, whose car has been stolen 3 times.
I'll shoot her a text.
Like, I want to know how many takes it took her to be able to get through that without laughing hysterically.
So here's the context of the story. So I have a buddy that works for CBS 58. He's one of their, he's a photojournalist, but he's like one of the directors of it. So he handles everyone. And one of the stories they're working on is Kia and the city of Milwaukee are now entering a lawsuit against each other. And that happened yesterday. I of course, had no idea this was happening.
There were whispers of this and whether or not a municipality could actually file a lawsuit against a manufacturer like this. And apparently the city feels comfortable enough that they're going to move forward. And they've decided that they are going to sue Kia and Hyundai because they feel this has been the center of the Kia boys universe in terms of how many Kias and Hyundais were stolen and have been stolen in the city of Milwaukee.
So one of my good friends, Aaron, works for CBS 58, and he texted me and said, hey, now that you don't have a Kia, would you be willing to talk about this? And I was like, you know what? Sure. I'm happy to help a friend out, right? That's what I do. He says, okay, the reporter will be contacting you. Great. So I get a call from, again, her name is Jenna Wells. I get a call from her. Hey, would you be willing to speak about this? Sure, why not? Absolutely. Let me know what time and when. I didn't realize, A, that it was going to be on camera because I'm an idiot.
Well, I mean,
I'm an idiot.
It's on TV, you moron. Again, why wouldn't you think it?
We can move past that part.
Did you think that they were going to, like, you're going to go into one of the back studios here, they're going to dim down the lights and get, like, a voice modulator on you?
That'd be awesome. I should have done
that. He's an idiot because the first thing I asked him, I'm like, did you show any signage? Right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Did you stand in front of... Did you wear a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy hat? Did you wear a Rot's Hot hat? I used to do it all the time when I played.
This all happened in a matter of 2 hours. I didn't have any of this stuff here. This 11 o'clock is when I was texted. At 1:30 is when I...
You had time to run home. Throw on Jen made us Jen, Gabe, and Chewy hoodies.
I have hanging on.
You should have thrown that on. Thrown on a Rot's Hot hat. I agree. Just been a walking billboard.
I totally agree that it was a rookie move. I definitely should have gone home. However, I do have a job that I have to do, so I couldn't just go home.
You don't really do anything after 9 o'clock. Don't ask like you do.
You're right. I don't do anything. Anyways.
What do you do?
No one else cares.
Come on.
He does stuff.
Like what?
This is not the frame of mind. This is ridiculous. I do stuff. I do things. Don't worry about it.
He's an executive. You
work a what? 7-hour day, and you're actually probably working like most people 4 hours. Am I right?
Mine is taking major offense to that.
I mean, he's pushing papers. He's an executive now. He's not getting his hands dirty. Getting down, grinding it out.
Unbelievable, the two of you. I shouldn't even have told you about this. How dare you? How dare you?
I've got a question. Anyways, How dare you?
I talked to her for like 15 minutes in my head. I was like, I wonder how this is going to be edited. And, I turned out all right.
Yeah, I want to talk more to Jenna because I want to know, like, is she available? Can we get her on the show? I want to know like her reaction when her assignment was, yeah, we've got this doofus who had his car stolen 3 times. Like, after the first two, he decided not to get rid of it, went through the entire process of trying to get rid of it, decided not to pull the trigger on a car, and then got it stolen a third time.
Like, capitalize on the opportunity that they're giving you. Like, you should have had a shirt 2 hours. I'm sure there's a shirt place around here we could get. You know, remember the decals back in the day?
Yeah.
It says, looking for a date, 414-618-4427. I mean, come on.
Is that a real number somewhere?
You're such a rookie.
Only one way to find out.
All right, I'll give him the real number. Here, let me let me scroll it.
But like, here's the thing, Ashton. Like, you spend so much time here. If you'd have disappeared for the 45 minutes it would have taken you to run home, grab that stuff, and come back, like, you would have been able to figure out whatever you had to do throughout the course of the rest of the day.
Yeah, probably.
Like, you obviously hit pause already to go outside because you were interviewed in front of the building. I don't know if they were afraid to come inside this building.
I did offer coming inside, but it was, you know, lunchtime. I was a little bit busy.
Like, you are such a rookie. Like, I forget what news station it was, came out to my neighborhood a couple years ago because there was an accident, a farming accident where Flight for Life was called. It was
oh, wow.
Bad. So the news cameras showed up, and I'm sitting there watching, you know, because they wouldn't let you get too close. And there was, would you be interviewed? Yeah, what's your name? I said, Keith Jackson.
That's good.
And they put that on the TV. My buddies are like, come on. You're in radio. Lighten up, Francis.
Keith,
you know?
He's
what
not-
name would you have gone with? Should have went with Chewy.
Chewy would have been funny. I say, I'm Mark Chamara. And they'd be like, yeah. That's weird. There's two people with that name?
No, she would have had no clue. She'd been like, no one knows who that is anymore.
Keith Jackson.
People outside of the people that I ticked off yesterday.
Well, no, it was all Gabe. It wasn't you. It was all Gabe.
Oh, yeah. I love how it defaults.
Again, not for very long, you know, just 5 minutes. I want to know what her reaction was when her assignment yesterday was to talk to an idiot who had his car stolen 3 times. Because again, once is shame on you, twice is shame
on
me.
What's the third one?
I don't know what the third one is. I don't know what the third one is because usually you learn your lesson after the second time.
Again. As we discussed in 2022, every time it happened, I am an idiot.
Are you upset because you had moved past this part of your life? You had left it behind you. You had bought Ron and the Keys' car. Now you're driving around in Ron's car, feeling good about your life, knowing that your car is going to be there every time you get back from work. Or every time you want to leave your apartment.
I don't think he likes...
And you had left the key in the past. And now it's being drudged up again. Like, is this upsetting to you that you had to go on television and talk about it and then be made fun of by us this morning?
No, because the minute that my friend texted me and I knew the chain of events that was going to happen was going to result in this of some.
Do you
some
steer
aspect.
Away from conflict? Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being?
10 being, well, I'm a 13.
Okay, got it. I'm like a 2 or a 3.
If you're a 13, what's your wife?
Oh, she's
90.
She's Kelvin. She's on the Kelvin scale.
I don't love who. I don't love conflict. I don't shy away from it. I just don't steer into it. I don't steer into it. What do I mean?
I think you steer away from conflict.
Honestly, Chu, and I think this is the best compliment I can pay you in the two and a half, three years, whatever we've all been working together on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy now. I think Ashton's gone from a 1 to a 2.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I think that's because of you. I want to give you the full credit because you go after him. So now that's given him a little bit of confidence. Like he walks around the office with a little bit of confidence. Now, I mean, it's not much. It's just, it's a little bit.
But am I mean to him? Because he said that people from the office were coming up to him and saying, wow, Chewy's really hard. I don't think I'm hard.
I don't think you are either, but it's fun for me. It's fun that people feel bad.
Well, that's how I treat my kids.
Yeah.
And my kids treat me like that too.
Yeah.
Now.
And I think he's slowly starting to realize he can give it back to you, right? Like he can throw jabs back. And that's given him the confidence to go from a 1 to a 2 on the conflict scale.
Just wait. I might get to a 2.5 soon. You never know.
There's also 3 inches of glass between the two of us. Take the glass away.
Well, then it goes back down
to a
1.
The other way.
It goes back down. But it has, you know, over 3 years, it's doubled. 50%. It's gone up, or 100%.
All right. Sounds like a win to me.
So with the poll yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It was overwhelmingly not in our favor. Do we need to adjust it?
So what was the result of the poll yesterday, Ashton, that we had put up?
885 votes. The poll was over under 5.5 wins. Jason Willey set that, so let's just have people think over under. 81% of 885 votes said over 5.5 wins.
So do we adjust it to 6.5?
So that's the thing. Like, we have a text here very early, because I mentioned the poll yesterday, from the 920 saying line should be 6 wins flat.
6 wins flat. That's tough. Are they getting to 7? No, because I said 4, 5, 6. That's the wins.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the people we've talked to have said 6. Again, when you just, without throwing a number, and we just go, you know, just taking a random straw poll around the office, how many wins do you think they'll have? I feel like 6 seems to be the popular
answer.
Well,
let's this one go. Just let it go. Chalk it up to whatever. Let's have a new poll. Is there a better chance that they win 8 games or 2 games?
Oof.
They ain't getting 8. Gabe?
They're winning more than 2.
Are they winning 8? You have to pick 1, 2, or 8. The same amount of games they won with a Hall of Fame quarterback this past year. And better receivers, better tight end.
I mean, let's be honest. It's not going to. I mean, if they draft a tight end in the first round, their tight end situation is going to be better this year.
Do you
want to
go 3? 8 or 3? Is 2 too low?
2
because I don't want another 81%.
But you're gonna get close to 81%
with 8 wins.
I think so. Versus 2,
they won 8 games this year.
I understand. There is a significant portion of the fan base.
Try. I know it's very hard, but I want you to try and make this decision with your brain and not your heart.
I think we should ask Jason between the 3 and 2 wins, because that's where I'm stuck. The 8 wins, I think, is perfect. Setting it at 8 wins, but I'm not sure if we should say more than 3 wins or 2 wins. I'd like Jason's perspective.
All right, we can get Jason's perspective.
Jason, see what he says.
We'll see if he helps us out after I yell at him, because everybody yelled at me. So I feel like I'm now the conduit for everybody who got mad at me yesterday. So I have to, you know, relay that to Jason. The only place to get Lightbox lab-grown diamonds in Milwaukee, of course, it is only at the Jewelry Center. New selection of Lightbox jewelry is now available. 1.5, 2-carat loose diamonds. You can give some stud earrings as well. 2, 3, 4-carat total weight Lightbox diamonds ranging from $1,900 to $3,400. Great prices on those Lightbox lab-grown diamonds. But what's great about the Jewelry Center is they have so many options. Chewy talks about his championship ring, and if he needs it repaired, where does he go? He goes to the Jewelry Center. You need a watch repaired, you go to the Jewelry Center. Need a new watch? Great selection only at the Jewelry Center. center. They've got great options, and Dean has assembled a very knowledgeable, friendly, helpful team that can always point you in the right direction, no matter what piece of jewelry you are looking for. Worked for me. It's how I got my wedding band, my wife's engagement ring. That is all the stuff I got from the Jewelry Center. And it was easy, in, out, because the team is so knowledgeable and helpful. Take a look online, shoptjc.com, or stop in at the Jewelry Center in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too... not enough conflict here.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our friend, he is our teammate, he is Jason Wilde, joining us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, so here's the problem, Jason. You did a tremendous job. When you joined us earlier this week, and you, when Chewy asked how many wins, you know, if you were setting an over-under line for the Packers, where would you set it? And you said 5.5. We agreed. We thought that was a fantastic number. Brought that topic back yesterday, and there were a number of people online that were shockingly, right, people mad online, upset with me and Chew for thinking that they were going to win less than 5.5 games. So I just feel like I need to relay their anger to you, since you were the one who set the line there and therefore got really more me in trouble. Nobody gets mad at Chewy online. I just kind of get it all. But, you know, the people that were mad at me and Chewy.
I love social media. First of all, I set the line at 5.5, and then I would have gone over. I would have said 6.
Well, I mean, we didn't drag you down yesterday. I mean, so, but you set it at 5.5. It was a good number, and Chewy and I both took the under.
I'm fine. I don't care if you drag me down or not. I just, again, like, here's the thing that I don't, and I've seen this. Like, I had some guy call me elitist for saying that the only cheese curds that I've ever really liked were the ones at the Horse and Plow.
Oh, those
are good, though.
Right? And yeah. So, look, I'm not elitist. First of all, if you don't really like cheese curds generally, how often are you going to order them to find other good cheese curds? But
second of all, if you think Jason's elitist, have you seen the way he dresses? Dude lives in basketball shorts.
Respect, by the way.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm not ripping you, Jason. I'm just saying I don't think too many elitists are walking around in hoodies and basketball shorts.
I mean, am I elitist enough that I've never been to Rotten Hot? I'm sorry. What was the new tag?
The Mike Trout of hot dogs.
Yes, the overrated. Never been to the hot dog postseason, even though he has. So here's the thing: like, how do you, in good conscience, if you're a Packers fan, I'm not rooting for them to suck. I'm certainly not rooting. And look, again, there are people that do my job, especially on the writing side, who root against the team. Newsflash, they don't like, there's plenty of guys that have covered this team that hated the quarterback. I'm not doing that. I certainly am not hoping that they go, I do not want to cover a 3-14 season. Now, do I cheer for them to win the Super Bowl every year that I cover them? No, I don't do that either. But the bottom line is they have allowed 4 starters, marginal though you may think they be, to walk out the door already in free agency. They added a special team safety, and as Rob Domofsky pointed out yesterday, a long snapper whose contract doesn't even indicate that they signed him to be the guy. They signed him to compete with Jack Coco. And so that's your free agency right now. Your starting safety remains unsigned. I don't know if they want him, afford him, whatever they're going to do with Adrian Amos. Their veteran kicker remains unsigned. Are they going to bring him back? Is he going to end up reunited like Peaches and Herb with Mike McCarthy down in Dallas. I don't know what's going to happen with Mason Crosby. They're trading away sooner or later one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history and, by his own statement, arguably the greatest player in franchise history. They are, in my opinion, again, I don't care what they get for Rodgers. Whatever they get, I'm going to insert it in my pre-written story about him being traded, but I don't think they're getting a first-round pick for him. Based on talking to actual NFL GMs or former GMs who have insight into the trade process. So all those things, you put those together, where exactly do you want the line for over-under for wins as a Packers fan? You want me to put it at 10? Great, I'll put it at 10. Let's put it at 9.5. And then we'll all bet the under, and we'll all clean up.
Well, that so,
so who are you angry at?
That's what I'm saying, and all think me and Gabe were trying to do, that's why we asked you this, is to prepare them for the bottom. We don't know what the bottom's going to be, but we think this is going to be the bottom. In a rebuild, you have to hit the bottom and then start building yourself up. So we're just saying brace yourself for maybe not so great a season. So, Jason, we're going to follow this poll up because it was so lopsided with, is there a better chance that the Packers win 8 games? We were going to say, or 2. Maybe we should go with 3. And you don't have to answer it, but we're just trying to brace them for, like, you're not going 13-4. You're not making the playoffs. That is fine. Let's start going in the right direction here.
Yeah, I'll answer it just because apparently it'll get people mad at you guys, which is perfect. So it's also important to remember, look how good Aaron Rodgers turned out to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were 13-3 and were a Brett Favre interception away from the bowl the year before Rodgers took over. They had a complete quagmire of a transfer of power at the quarterback position, which is still possible this time around, by the way. And they went 6-10. They went 1-7 in games decided by one score. There's the possibility that they won't suck that badly and their record will still suck. So again, I agree with you. It's great that you're trying to, some might say, inoculate or immunize fans so they're prepared for the disappointment that could be around the corner. That doesn't mean that it'll stay that way. Look, Jordan Love's going to get 2 years. They're going to give him the fifth-year option. He's going to have 23-24 to show that he's worth a damn. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, then we will start the process of, all right, who's the next quarterback? And shortly thereafter, possibly, who's the next coach and who's the next GM? We are on the precipice of uncertainty. That is where we are. None of us knows for sure. But if you have been around the league as a writer, as a player, as a both local and national radio host like Gabe, you understand the machinations of a team in rebuilding mode. And that's what they are, whether you like it or not. And so I think, you know, we like to, anytime somebody actually mentions that they did something, Tausch sarcastically likes to tell them, thank you for your service. So for you guys, thank you for your service for trying to let you know that this is what the Packers could be up against. And look, again, none of us, you guys know I don't root for the team, but I think about all these other writers who have spent their careers covering teams that, I mean, I think of Joe Thomas, who never went to the playoffs in a first ballot Hall of Fame career. He played 10 plus years in the league. Like the Jets, who are trying to acquire Aaron Rodgers, we talk around here about how, God, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 2010. The Jets haven't been to the flippin' playoffs since 2010. Same distance between Packers Super Bowl title and Jets playoff berth. So I do think that there is a portion of the fan base, and I get in trouble every time I say this, that they need to hear the be careful what you wish for line, because they're just so eager to run Rodgers out of town on a rail. And I'm not saying that it's not the right decision at this point. It seems like they've got irreconcilable differences, and it's time to move on for both parties. But Jordan Love is most likely going to fall somewhere between not being drafted at all and being a maybe go to a Pro Bowl at some point in his career quarterback. So just be prepared for what this is going to look like. And that includes having your over-under for wins set at 5.5. And if you want to bet the over, look, I'll say this, and I know I'm rambling, so I'll stop. But I went into the 2019 season saying that I believe with this roster and with Rodgers, you know, you want to say rejuvenated after the way things went with McCarthy at the end, I predicted that they would go to the playoffs. I predicted that Matt LaFleur would be the first coach in Packers history to go to the playoffs. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. My point is that I think we call them like we see them around here. And did I see them going 13-3 and reaching the NFC championship game? Hell no. But that's what I expected, was them to be a playoff team in LaFleur's first year. What I am expecting from 2023 are a lot of growing pains and a lot of losses. And if you want somebody to paint sunshine, rainbows, puppy dogs, and ice cream for you for the upcoming season, I'm sure that there is someone in the blogosphere who's going to tell you that they're going to go 14-3 and Jordan Love is going to throw for 6,000 yards. That's just not what we're going to do here.
No. Jason, does yesterday's Jets trade tell us anything?
It tells us that Elijah Moore won't be part of any trade to send him to the Packers. And I think it tells you that maybe they're marshaling some resources to get creative on putting together a package that Goody will remove his dug-in heels from the sandy beaches of Lake Michigan up here and maybe accept a trade that doesn't include a first-round pick. Yes. Now, again, I don't, you know, you got to clear space in that wide receiver room, you know, because you're bringing in you already got Lazard. You're going to be bringing in Randall Cobb soon. I mean, who knows? Jake Kumerow could be next. So I don't know if it moves the needle a ton or moves the needle as much as those of us that would like to see this resolved sooner rather than later. I don't know if it does that much, but certainly that's a breadcrumb that I certainly would follow into thinking, okay, this is at least a step toward maybe this getting resolved in the stalemate ending.
Jason, can you change a flat tire?
Absolutely not. I have AAA.
All right. Okay.
Wait a minute. I know we're killing Ben Brust for this.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Especially, and look, not all of us have the experience of having our vehicle stolen 3 times, thankfully.
Well, hold on that follow. Hold on that thought for a second, Jason. Then you can. I'll follow up on that in a second.
But I would just say this: there are people that are professional at doing that, and I'm not so terrified about doing it wrong as I am of getting run over on the side of the road. So I know Ben was changing the tire in the ensconced in the safety of what looked like a parking garage. I might give it a whirl under those circumstances, but if I'm on like the side of the road on I-94, no, thank you. I don't want to risk it.
All right. So since you brought it up, Jason, I'll ask this follow-up. If your car was stolen 3 times, would you appear on a local news station to talk about it?
Absolutely. And I'd be wearing my Rot Top.
Yes, you choked.
Starter to get some free advertising out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ashton did one of those things and then choked on the other. Like we were.
It's not fair to say that I choked on it. I didn't have enough time to go gather my materials to do that.
You said you had two and a half hours.
I have a job. I got to do stuff.
No, you don't.
It's not. Whatever stuff you had to do wasn't as important as putting on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy hoodie, the Rot's Hots hat, and becoming a walking billboard on local news.
It's hard to argue that. I will be honest. However, no.
Aren't you in some? You got some highfalutin title now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but Brian's
Jason.
Gone this week. Brian D is the assistant program director. I'm the executive producer, so I got to kind of assume some of his day to day roles. Not really. I haven't really done anything extra, for being honest, between you and me.
Hey, you're a boss. You could have said, "Hey, I got to leave for a little while. I'll be back." You go get your Jen Gabe and Chewy sweatshirt. You get your Rot. Is it one of those hats like that guy that makes the foam hats at Lambeau Field? Like there's the one guy who's made like the fence painter, and it's like big wide. Like is your Rot Tots hat like a hot dog?
That's a good idea though. It's not, but that's a good idea.
I would think as an executive, you could tell an intern, "Hey, I got a flat here. Hook me up."
We did have interns in the building yesterday,
right?
You would think.
Be careful with it. You can't be forcing them to do things. There's
It's rabble. Not forcing. It was more helping. Let's call it that.
Well, it's been nice having you as the executive producer. I look forward to your new role when you've been demoted.
Thank you.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to Wildy and Tausch today with the cousin sub of the day, Brad Nortman, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, we've really upgraded the subs throughout the week since Monday and Tuesday.
I would firmly agree, especially your cousin sub tomorrow. I'm really excited for tomorrow, Jason.
Just a promo, since people that own hot dog trucks fail to do so when they're on television. Gabe was awesome on Monday and Tuesday. We had Brian Balaga, Iowa, as a cousin sub yesterday. We've got Brad Nortman today. And tomorrow we have soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas as our cousin.
Nice.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jason.
Take care. All right, boys.
Jason Wildy joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Always love talking with Jason every time he joins us, whether it's about Ashton, whether it's about the Green Bay Packers. You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? Fifth Third offers unmatched expertise and flexibility when it comes to creating ESOP solutions. From full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing, ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth, all to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank has the reach of a big national bank, but also has boots on the ground locally here in Milwaukee, so they can help you with all those resources as well. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
So if we decided three wins, what's more likely, three wins or eight wins? Is that what we decided?
Yes, I did put that on the poll. What's more likely? I am genuinely curious of the reaction we're going to get.
Well, you could say with the 81% yesterday that we failed. I'd take that as a failure. Right? Because you want it 60-40 when you have a poll.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you're just...
I don't think you want lopsided polls.
Sometimes you're genuinely curious as to what the response is going to be. But when you're setting, to me, when you're setting, at least Vegas is, when Vegas sets an over-under line, they're trying to get as close to 50% on each side of the line in terms of the bets they receive.
No, like I got in an argument with my buddy yesterday, who's a toad. He's one of those toads, but doesn't know he's a toad.
Ribbit.
Total toad. And he's yelling at me. How dare you? 5.5. I'm like, what do you have for wins? 6. I'm like, and you're getting that worked up.
You're in the same ballpark.
Yes. So, yeah, we failed there. Well, Ashton failed.
Jason failed. It was Jason's number.
No, it's fine. I'll take it. Chewy wants to blame me.
I don't think Jason minds.
No.
Like 10 years ago, that what with a bother? Yeah. With a bother.
What?
It would have bothered him 10 years ago. Now it does not.
Thank you.
I want him to try it again.
I was rushing to get my meal.
Just about to say, just take your drink of water over there and leave the conversation for the adults. There we go. What offseason grade would you give the Packers?
Based on all the circumstances?
Yeah.
Well, you really can't grade it until we see what the compensation is for Rodgers.
Okay.
If they get those 2 seconds, yep. I'm going to grade them dumping guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not really signing anyone because they can't. If they get those two second-round picks, I'll give them a B.
Yeah. I think
I'll
they're
give
trending.
Them a B.
I think they're trending to a B. Now, I'm not upset that they're not signing anyone because I would rather have them get in a healthy salary cap spot for 2024 and really begin this thing in earnest. Yeah, you've got some guys that are growing in 2023, but begin this thing in earnest in 24. Maybe you have, you know, can get healthy in the salary cap, spend a little bit of money, infuse the roster with a little more talent.
You know what? I'm going to move that B back, though.
Because of Bakhtiari?
Yes.
That
B minus C plus. I don't understand that because people have to realize that, look, hopefully Goody figures this thing out. His plan works. Aaron Jones isn't going to be there. So now you have to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's a little easier to replace a running back.
Well, but also, A.J. Dillon's going to be a free agent as well. This is the last year of A.J. Dillon's deal.
Do you think A.J. Dillon can carry the load? I don't think he can. Based upon what we've seen so far, he is a backup running back.
He has not shown that he can in three seasons.
Who else won't be here? I mean, Rashad Gary's going to be here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He might not play until halfway through the season, which I don't blame him.
They're going to find a way to sign him. I 100% agree there.
But your core will be here. Kenny Clark will be here. Jair will be here. Middle linebacker. Maybe
here. My guess is. He won't be because you've got Quay. Like if Quay continues to grow, you know, you've got him at the inside linebacker spot. It seems that the deal that he signed was the more or less a 2-year deal and you can get out of the third year.
I really think that Quay will be. This might be bold.
Okay.
A defensive MVP. That's how much I like that guy. Just like him. He's only going to get better. Now, if he gets the head figured out and like, hey, psycho, tone it down a little bit, okay? He can still be a psycho without being a psycho.
Yeah, having two instances on the sidelines, one in which got him ejected, it's a bad look. Bad look. Not great.
Yeah, it's a horrible look. Hopefully he learned, but some guys are snappy snap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are snappy snap, and you just have to realize it was always like, dude, if you get punched, you can't retaliate because you're always going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get cheap shotted or punched, you log it. Log it. The game's a long game, and you will have a chance. I got cheap shotted so bad by Braxton in Super Bowl 32, which is fine, but it was a chicken you know what move on his part. Had my back turned, the ball wasn't coming to me. Next thing I know, I'm eating grass. I'm like, all right, MF-er, you know, I'll get you.
Yeah.
So I didn't get him, but I got his buddy. Crockett, I got his buddy. I lit him up like a Christmas tree, and I said, hey, go thank your safety for that one. And I'm not done. That's what he's got to learn, you know. And it's hard, because if you get cheap-shotted or whatever, your natural reaction is to respond. But you got to be smart.
So Devondre Campbell, at least as currently constructed, probably going to be here in 24 as well.
Which is okay. And then you make a decision on whether you want to keep him at a reduced amount.
Yeah. So his dead cap next year is 11.6. His cap hit is 14.4.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to bite the bullet. Yeah, you're just going to have to start biting the bullet on some of these things.
You
got to
stop pushing everything in the future.
And I think they still had to do that a little bit this year just to get money in order to function as a franchise this year.
Yeah.
And maybe next year you start to clean that up. But that's where I don't understand. You didn't have to do that, I don't think, necessarily with Bakhtiari.
I wonder how long it took the Bears to get out of the soup.
Yeah, it might be a good project.
To the point where they had $100 million in cap space, and I think they got their quarterback they want for the future.
They did, but last year, around that quarterback, they barely fielded an NFL franchise.
You know what? Welcome to reality, because we're kind of going to be facing the same thing in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is okay. That's the thing that just bothers me. We're doing, and Jason alluded to it, we're doing it with our brain,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well,
I mean,
we
love the Packers, but we're realists here.
And I think that's best, and the reason why I wanted to ask you that offseason grade, because, if I think they're going to win 5 games next year, but still give them an offseason grade of a B this year, obviously I think that they're going in the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah, that things are trending. Yes. Like, there's a lot of mess that needs to be cleaned up salary cap wise because of some of the things that they did. And it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of clean that up.
This is going to be interesting because we're going to see, and we all think that Goody's more Ted Thompson than he is Ron. And he was here under Ron. Mm-hmm. Goody was an intern when I was done playing. If Ron had this team, he would be like, all right, what is, I'm not sure what it is now, but when are guys' contracts fully, not contracts, but year contract, fully guaranteed if they're signed on the roster the first day?
Oh, the veteran, because there's a veteran. I can't remember how many years you have to be in the league that once
you get that.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're rifling through young guys, mm-hmm. right? That's where you start with. That's where Ron started with, and that's why I crap my pants a bunch of times because I was a young guy, special teams player. I'm like, am I getting cut today? Because guaranteed after two losses or one loss or a bad loss, there's two guys going out the door. And it was easier back then because you cut them and you don't owe them any more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to do it with young guys, but that's where you build your base. You know, you get guys that want to play special teams. You're here to play special teams, okay? You're playing special teams for 2 years, and then we'll look at you as a potential defensive or offensive player. That's how I would build it.
Yeah.
You know, young guys.
And that
we're
going to
win six games? All right, you're not all in, you're out. Next guy. Oh, you're not all in. Wow, this guy, busty. He's not real athletic. We think we can get him there. Let's keep him. That's how you do it. That's how they got to do it.
Can you change a tire? It's a simple question. Yes or no? There's a teammate here at Good Karma Brands who really struggled with this. We dive into that coming up next. But you've seen those high used car prices all over town, but you're not going to see those at Ewald Automotive because right now everything is marked down for 4 days only during their inventory reduction event. You can get financing as low as 3.9%, make no payments until summer, and get the max amount for your vehicle. It's where I go. Anytime I need to have my car serviced, it's where I go when I need that new vehicle. It's where I've gone ever since I've gotten to Milwaukee because at Ewald, they make it easy. But you don't want to wait on these used car prices because these cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Hundreds to choose from. 4 days only. It's the Ewald Automotive Inventory Reduction Event. Just go to ewaldauto.com to start looking today.
Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it says.
I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Changing a tire is a basic skill to survival, is it not?
Used to be.
And I will say this, because I got two flat tires in this garage when we first moved in 6 months ago. And that's when I found out I don't have a spare tire in my Jeep because typically in Jeeps, when you have, it has all-wheel drive capabilities, right? And typically when you get one flat tire, you're going to end up replacing all the tires. Now, my car was still so new, I could just get the one tire and replace it. But I had a Buick, man. I had this Buick that I had the worst luck in. I changed that tire. I want to say I had flats three different times that I had to change. The last time, the most memorable of what I can think, I was doing the round table with Dennis Krause over at Spectrum. And it was downpouring. Rain is just coming down. And it was right about this time of year. So there are a bunch of potholes in the roads. This pothole, I swear to God, it went halfway to the core of the earth. Like, I think my car almost got sucked into it, but it was raining, and you know, so your visibility's down. So it just looks like a little puddle, you know? And then you go down, and you go, oh, God, that's not good. My car starts going, you know, starts going crazy, and then I had to change flat tire in the middle of a downpouring rain while I was wearing a suit that I just wore on TV. But Ben Brust, I shouldn't be shocked by this, but the way he struggled on the it's on social media. If you follow the Scalzo and Brust Twitter handle, I think Ashton's going to retweet it from Jen, yep. Gabe, and Chewy.
I did reply to it yesterday also saying tool zero, tire one.
Like, he Man, I am just flummoxed.
There's a video of him changing the tire?
Yeah.
Yes. I would play it. It's not great for radio purposes, but go, Chewy, we'll text it to you. You have to go watch this video. It's like 2 minutes long of him trying to diagnose the tire being flat, trying to figure out how to change the tire, well, how to get the tire off the back of a G. It's embarrassing.
The diagnosis should have been pretty simple. That thing was flat.
What couldn't he do? Figure out where to put the jack?
So he really struggled with the tire iron and getting the lug nuts off.
Why?
Really struggled with that.
Because he's weak?
No, like the
Mr.
dude,
Extension Boy is not strong enough to take the lug nuts off a car. Have him call my wife. She'll do it next time. Angie had to learn how to change a tire before she could get her license.
Oh, I 100%
and the same with all
that.
Our kids.
Yeah.
See, now Chewy, this is the thing that I want to bring up, because Chewy, now, you know, Angie comes from an auto body family,
correct?
And you also just have that, like, you have to learn how to do this. Gabe, same thing. This is a skill that you learn as from a young age. You have to be able to do certain things before you can actually be on your own with a license. My family, 80-something years, had a tire and wheel business.
Yeah, sure.
And the south side of Chicago. We call it the Rotman School of Driving and School of Cars, essentially. That's like our internal thing. Every single person has to be able to change a tire. I have three younger cousins than me. One of them currently has a license. I'm going to text him right now to see if he can change a tire, because I did not teach him that. But I was taught. My brother was taught. All my uncles and aunts and my dad and everyone was taught. You have to be able to change a tire before you can drive a car.
Do you know how to plug a tire?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so do I.
There are some like very basic things that if you don't know how to do this, you're not free to drive in this household.
My dad taught me how to change the oil in a car, but I feel like that's a skill.
I think that's a good one to have, though. I wish I could do that.
It's a skill that, unless you have your own house, like, I don't have a garage. Like, I'm not going to change the oil out on the street in River West out in front of my house, right?
It's
like,
kind of funny,
it's just, you know, plus, I mean, getting rid of the oil, it just seems like it's just easier to go get the oil changed at a different place at this point. But that was something that I knew that my dad taught me how to do when I was in high school. You know, I feel, again, that's a skill that, unless you have your own vehicle, and you have to want to do it, because it's a tedious process.
What did he teach you to do with the oil plug?
With the oil, oh, God, now I got to think. This is...
Ashy, do you know?
I don't know how to change oil.
Just let it drop in the pan.
Okay.
If you put it somewhere, you're going to forget where you put it. You just let it go right in the
right
pan.
Right in the pan.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is...
He should be embarrassed by this.
But he's not going to be, because the guy is Teflon. He's not embarrassed by anything.
Is the embarrassment that he's weak, or is the embarrassment he just doesn't know how to do it?
It's very obvious he doesn't know what's going on.
I got to watch this. I want to see how he tightened the lug nuts.
I'm trying. Oh, he barely could. I'm trying to figure out.
No. You don't tighten your lug nuts one, the next one. You got to dance them.
Yep.
Yeah, he did not do that.
In his defense, he's dumb, though. That is a defense,
I do want to put a poll up here. I want to put a poll up here around this video.
Okay.
Is the poll that should Ben be embarrassed for not being able to do this by himself, because he needed help? Should he be embarrassed?
Shout out to David Dillinger.
Shout out.
David, is David just like the guardian angel of Good Karma Brands Milwaukee? Because when we, a couple of months ago, wanted a tape measure, guess who showed up with a tape measure? David Dillinger.
That's such a great name. You know?
Yeah.
The guardian angel?
Ben needs some help changing his girlfriend's tire. There's David Dillinger doing it for him. Like, so
go to the bullpen. Get Dillinger in here.
Dude's the guardian angel who just has everything ready to go. What's his title? Is he like the director of facilities?
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, a.k.a. I think director of facilities, yes. A.k.a. if we need something, he's got it.
Jack of all trades. That's what we need to put on David's business card.
Or tombstone.
Bro.
I'm just saying. That's something. Man,
he's jack of all trades. He makes tombstones.
What would you want on your tombstone?
Oh, God.
All right, let's discuss this.
Mike Trout of hot dogs.
What do you want on your tombstone? In 2 minutes, I guess?